Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about, just the two of us. And as you know, every week I take a segment or two and share some thoughts with you just one-on-one. And today I want to talk about the economy. So if you're wondering about the economy, how's it doing? Here's some things that top news outlets have been reporting recently. U.S. GDP fizzles in the fourth quarter. That was from MarketWatch.com. Here's another one from Money.CNN.com. Economy grinds to a halt in last quarter 2015. Now, we're in February, or March, I should say. I'm a little behind. March of 2016, but these are people reporting on the most recent updates of the previous quarter, which is what we have the most recent information about. So fizzled and grinds to a halt are the two ways that these two organizations describe the last quarter, which was not good, right? Because that was a holiday quarter. You don't think about usually the fourth quarter with the holiday spending and everything. Usually that kind of saves your year sometimes. But apparently that didn't happen as much in 2015. But there's good news. First quarter 2016 GDP is projected to be in the 2% range. That would be a very welcome change because that would be unlike the two previous first quarters in 2014 and 2015, which were both negative. If you remember, I've reported on this several times. I've talked about this several times. The fact that we began the last 2 years one negative GDP quarter away from a recession. It was very, very dangerous times, very tenuous times back then. So we're starting out with a positive GDP this quarter. I think that's going to happen. And even though it's not great, it needs to be more than 2%. It's not great, but it's just asking a lot of the other three quarters to put together a good year when you start out in the hole. You know, the last 2 years, you know, when you start out negative 1%, when you ask the other three quarters to recover that 1% negative and then build on top of that, that's tough. It's hard to do. It's hard to get momentum. It's hard to get anything going when you have that kind of activity. One of the ways that I take the pulse of Main Street economy, as you know, is through our weekly online poll. Recently, in that poll, we asked this question. Halfway through the first quarter, how's the local economy producing sales for you? As you know, a handful of times a year, at least three or four, I ask you in our online poll that's in my newsletter on my website, and we push it out in social media. I ask you about the economy. How's your economy doing? And when I compared the responses we got this time to what we got in the past 4 or 5 years to similar questions, I saw some movement. I saw something interesting happen that I had not seen before. I saw movement toward the middle from the top and from the bottom. Let me explain that. The top group, which was the great sales are great group, came in at 13%. And that's lower than past polls, which have been consistently around a quarter of our respondents, around 25%. So the people who are saying things are great seem to have gotten smaller. The bottom group, the people who say we're in trouble, came in at 3%, which was also smaller from the past, which had been around 15%. Then we have the two groups in the middle. Those who said their sales volume was off represents about a third of our sample, and that's a little higher than before. And those who reported sales were good, but not great. That group increased to a number about 50% of our response, which was up from about 35% in past days. You see what I'm doing here? The top and the bottom groups got smaller. The middle groups got bigger. And by the way, these polls track very closely. And the new AICPA survey. Our latest measurement reflects the current condition, I believe, of Main Street businesses. Fewer businesses are doing great, just okay, and not quite as good or increasing, with the bottom group succumbing to the insidious condition that CNSNews.com called a record 10 years with the economy less than 3%. We've had a decade of an economy less than 3%. Folks, less than 3% is not an expansion. That's just muddling along, barely better than Europe. You know, Europe's happy with 2%. That's about all they can generate over there because they have so many taxes and regulations and so many things that they put on their businesses. We're getting close to that over here. The last 10 years, with a decade of stagnation, and the last 7 years of which, I believe, could be attributed to the anti-business rhetoric and policies of the Obama administration and Washington, any performance improvement by firms, by small firms, is attributed, in my opinion, to better management by you and the kind of dint of will that you only find on Main Street. That's why you're hanging in there, small business owners. That's why the economy is even doing what it's doing right now, is because of you, small business owners. Economists I regard are predicting 2016 GDP growth of about 2.5%. With the condition of the global economic and geopolitical challenges, achieving this level of annual growth, in my opinion, will be largely on the backs of the American consumer and their willingness to spend, and on the discipline, both past and present, of millions of Main Street small businesses. Here's good news no one else is talking about. When the economy finally does convert from our 10-year winter of discontent to an actual expansion, surviving small businesses will be so organizationally and financially sound, you folks will be that way, that you'll be set to make more profits than you've ever seen before. We can just get out of the doldrums, if we can just get the economy expanding again. But before that happens, my friends, we have to survive. That's the key, survival. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassen. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.